This week's shiur is sponsored in honor of our tari yidid, Mendy Kaplowitz. He's been organizing the weekly shiur for the past 21 years, and we hope that we continue his avodas hakodesh with gezunt, nachas, panosa, and all the brachas of meves mishona. Amen.
Talk a little of learning on some of the sukkahs from Sech Benida, but more on a Klolius the Kainian. Just to begin with Derech Drush, it says in this last week's parasha that when the Malachim came and told Avram Avinu that he's going to have a Yitzchak will be born Kais Chaya, so the Torah describes how Sarah left. There was a tzchuk by Sarah Imenu, and then the Eibishter, that's the Pashtus, the limit of the Psukim, that the Eibishter said, why did she laugh? So Vatachachish Sarah Bekir Bulema, she said, Loi Tzachok, I didn't laugh. So the Eibishter said back to her, she said, Loi Tzachok, Viki Yoreyo. So the Eibishter answered her back and said, no, you are Ki Tzachok. How could someone be Bachachish to the Eibishter? How is such a thing possible? So I saw the older Kavort, one of the tzaddikim from the Vorka Cheder, the Nazarene, was the Eidim by Mendel Vorka. He says that if you look at the Targum Yenison says when Sarah was standing there, Vahu Acharov was Yishmoel. Yishmoel was standing behind her. Sarah was scared that when they heard Ke'es Chayil, the Sarah Bain, she will get stricken by an Ayin Hara, because she had to do with the Ayin Hara of Hagar, Rashi says earlier, with Hagar. So she was scared, Yishmoel, when he hears that she's going to give birth, is going to strike her with an Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is a real thing. So what was the way to immunize herself against Ayin Hara? So Sarah said, she'll make it into a joke. So she said, that's a joke. Who says it's true? It doesn't really mean anything, just some wayfarers come by, they say it. So she made a joke. David said to her, why did you laugh? She said, Loitzachokti, ki yoreyo. I was scared and intimidated of the Ayin Hara. And therefore, that's what she said. Sarah said, no, I didn't do it because I only laughed in an outward way, ki yoreyo, because I was scared. So what's the answer then? What was the time that the Eibishter answered her back? I was thinking, the Gemara says, there's another way to ward off an Ayin Hara. The way to ward off Ayin Hara is Enoid Mubadoi. Someone has total emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he believes that the Eibishter, as if that he's medavik himself to the Eibishter, so then he's able to ward off the Ayin Hara. The Eibishter said, you were worried because of the Ayin Hara. Loi Kitzachok, Kaviochel, there's a darga that you can protect yourself, and you can protect yourself through total, pure, unadulterated emunah in the Eibishter, that will protect you from the Ayin Hara. So that's really the soid of Torah's Megino Matzla. Torah's Megino Matzla, when we sit and we learn the Eibishter's Torah, and it's the way to start a week off, learning Torah, being medabik, v'dibuk chaverim, v'rischa d'araisa. So that's really the way for all of us to begin the week, and the Eibishter should be shomer us, give us the bonachai of Zayna, the Male Hashem, Komishalas, the Bein of Taira. So, just begin the Gemara. We know that the key for an Isha to become a Nida is Riyaz Dam Behar Gosha. It's not enough to have a Riyaz Dam it necessitates that there has to be Har Gosha. And if there isn't Har Gosha, it's not a bona fide real case of Nida. And all the halachas don't apply. The Gemara says, it's earlier, it's in the Daf, on Daf Yutes, but we're going to approach it from later on. And the Gemara says, but it comes many times in the Homa Sechta, there's a din of Araya Kesem, if an Isha sees something without Argosha. So the Chachamim said, there's also a din of Nidus. And the Gemara says, on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amit Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yirmi Difti, Moide Shmuel Sheitmeya Midrabonon, that a Roya Kesem, if you see, Kesem signifies when it's a Riyaz Dam without Hargoshe. So then the halacha is, Ariyas Dam without Hargosha is also has a halacha. Sokt Rashi, Midrabonon, why were the Chachomim Goyzer on the halacha of Aroya Kesem? So Rashi says, Midrabonon, Dilme Argisha Vilava Daito. There's a suffix. Maybe she wasn't that in tune to be able to feel the Hargosha. And actually, there was a Hargosha. So Roya Kesem is Tmeya has a din of Nida because of this suffix. Maybe she actually had this Tmeya's Kesem, which we'll see in a minute. Does Rashi mean it's a regular din of suffix deraisa l'chumre? Nidus is a to be muta l'bailu would be a din der or the din iser deraisa. So if it's also it's a suffix deraisa, does this enter into the regular halach of suffix deraisa? Tosis argues. And Tosis in Divrei HaMaaskel, so he's a Moed Shmuel, the second Tosis. Pirush Bekuntres, the Talin on Dilma Argishe Velav Adaito. So Tosis Vei Nira, Da Filu Muchsik Lo Shaloi Hirgisha. So Tosis, even if it's a case where it's out and out clear there was no Argosha, she's still a Tmeya. Hoyul Veros Adam Nidus, that the Tosis learns, it's a Nukzeira. If it came from the place where Dam comes from, even if it's Beferish no Hargosha, the Chachomim were Goyzer on a Kesem, and a Roya Kesem is a Nidah der Rabbonon, and that's the Din. Seems in many, many Poiskim, Ma'oiches and Shittas Rashi, Rashi is going to end up, if it's 100% Muchsik, that there's no Tzad of Hargosha, Rashi would hold, would not have the Haloch of a Roya Kesem. What Rashi is going to do with Tosis is rise, it's for a separate Shmuz. But Rashi, it seems clear in many, many poiskim that they would go according to Rashi, that Rashi holds, that Roya Kesem is Rais earlier in the, we were learning recently, the Daft is Rais, to Rashi's Shita, and that the Rishonim hold like Rashi, that the reason of Roya Kesem is a din Sofik. So there's a Sofik that we're Machmer here, Bitter Sofik, that Roya Kesem might be that she was Margish. And that's what, that's the Shita of Rashi. Why it's not a Sofik Daraisa, we'll come back to it. It should be the regular halach of Sofik Daraisa L'chum. And that's really the Shoyrish of why this Tli is by a Kesem. According to Tosfos, it's not so clear. According to Rashi, the Pshat and the Tliya is because we're adding to the Sofik. If you say that maybe it comes from somewhere else, B'shuk HaTabochim, or the Gemara brings other things where the Dam could have come from, so you're adding more factors to the Sofik. So you're mitigating the Sofik, and you're saying it's going to be less of a Sofik. So therefore, it's not the regular Kesem, which is also out Sofik. According to Tosfos, the Pshat is it doesn't take away the Sofik, it takes away the Tzad, that it's not Dam Nidus, because it's from somewhere else, even though there is a Tzad that there is Dam Nidus. So according to Tosfos, they weren't Goyzer B'mokim with his Atliya. According to Rashi, it weakens the Sofik, and according to Tosfos, it takes away the Tzad of the Dam Nidus.
But Rashi surely doesn't mean it's a suffix.
Right. We're going to come in a second. Rashi doesn't mean it's a regular suffix deraisa. There's a din of Roya Kesem, which the Yisoid is suffix, and that's why it's us. That's why there's this halach. Demesis, there's a machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ravid in Yisoid, in Kol HaTorah Kula Mitzvahs. It's in Hilchas Sukkah, and it's also mentioned in Hilchas Brachah. Let's say a person is not sure he took a lulav. He's not sure. Al pi din suffik deraisa l'chumra, he's obligated to take the lulav. He has to take the lulav again because suffik deraisa is l'chumra. When he takes that suffik deraisa l'chumra and he picks it up and he has to take the lulav, does he make a bracha or does he not make a bracha? Suffik deraisa is l'chumra obligates him to do the mitzvah. Does it also give him a din to make a bracha? The din is suffik bracha sar l'hokl. So in Hilchas Brachas, do you say that he doesn't make the bracha, so it would be a suffix. So therefore, the Rambam holds, you don't make a bracha, because it's a suffix. So if something's a straight suffix, yeah, you're obligated to do the mitzvah, so the Rambam, but the halach is, you can't make the bracha. The reason you can't make the bracha is, because suffix bracha is halach. The Ravid happens to argue, the Gvaldik Ravid. So the Ravid, I don't understand. The halach is suffix, but suffix deraisa is luchumra. Right now, if I'm standing there, I'm going to go ask a Rav, Al Pitoira, what do I have to do? I'm obligated to do this Maisa. If I'm obligated to do this Maisa, that's a mitzvah. How could I not say, Asher Kachonim, Esweza Vitzivano? I'm obligated to do this. The reason is because of a suffix. But right now, there's an obligation for me to do it. The Rambam doesn't hold to that svara, and the Rambam holds, which later we'll come back to, and the Rambam holds, that's not true. If they're doing the Torah suffix, even though you're obligated to do it, it's not mechayev a bracha. So any mitzvah that you do, the Torah suffix, there's no halacha that you have to make a bracha.
You don't have to make a bracha. You can be kind of mitzvah without a bracha.
You're kind of mitzvah without a bracha. The Rambam says, even though you're mechuyev to take the lulav now, it's not your choice, but still the halacha is that you don't make a bracha. Because of this. But even according to Ram, Safik Darais is only Lechumra Midarabanan, but it's still Midarabanan. You make brachas on Mitzvahs Darabanan. So it's still the same thing. It maybe lightens it according to the Rambam Lishitosai, but it would still be the halacha. So the Pischei Tshuva brings in Shulchan Aruch, and he brings from the Tshuva some Sefer, that the some Sefer asked this question. Bishleim, according to Taisvis, if Isha is a Roya Kesem, and now she has to be Toivelas, so she makes a Birchas HaTfilah when she's Toivelas, because she's a Tmei, the Rabbonon. You make brachas on the Rabbonon, so you have to do it, so she's Toivelas. But according to Rashi, the Rashi holds it's a Teres Sofik. So if it's going to be a Teres Sofik, so the whole basis of the Tfilah is Vekis, well, Gedav Zayin the Halacha, that you don't make a brother. According to the Rambam Shita, you don't make a brother. If you don't make a brother, you don't make a brother on Tefillah. So if you don't make a brother on Tefillah, according to Rashi, Bishleim, according to Tosfos, that there's a new Din Tmei the Rabbanon, Shezeya Gut. But according to Rashi, it's a tale that Rashi's up. Dilma Argish Yivalav Adaita. And that's the reason you're going to cover your bases, to make sure that there wasn't a Din of, there wasn't a Metzius of Hargoshe. So if there wasn't a mitzvah of our Gosha, so that should be the halacha. So some seif has a long
arichus. So
no, the dvar is not shver.
Yeah,
so
true.
The din would be if you don't make a brocha.
Yeah, you don't
make. Maybe the din would be you don't make a brocha. Nothing is shver. The only thing that's shver is that the halacha psuki is that you don't make a brocha, and it's even that alone is not so clear. I have to go looking. Where do you find befavish that you make a rock on a Roy Kesem? I found the halacha l'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, who's mamish halacha l'maisa, it says it clearly, he points it out, you do make a bracha. And I found a long tshuva for a Tzodik HaKoyen, has a pirish on the mikvoyes, with tshuvas on mikvoyes, and a Tzodik Rangelzach, he doesn't know, what are you supposed to do? Do you make a bracha or not? He says in a very chassidish way, that's why I forced him to have the Tzodai to see it. He says, because you're doing the rotzen HaTorah, when it comes to Tahara, and therefore over here, everyone would be mighty to make a bracha. It's unusual. So again, the tshuva is saying, like Achzimish in the hair, that there's a, because you're looking to do, so you want to cover, so when it comes to Tahara, there's a tzivoy to cover yourself on the svekis, and therefore you should make a bracha. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman is very, he brings that l'maisi you make a bracha, and he says very, very big chadushim why he holds this other that you should make a bracha, but he mutchitzach, and mutchitzach zeh shver, and some sefer compares it to halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's a minik to make a bracha, it's a minik to be tevil on that side, so it's more than a regular suffix, and therefore it's a bracha on a minik. It's gevaldike chadushim of what? L'chayre. The pashtus advarim are saying this. That it's cholut from a regular suffix. Over here, when it was Roy Kesem, even though according to Rashi, that it's B'Torah suffix, that was the Shoirish, what they said. They said that you should do it B'Torah suffix. But Lamaisa, they made a tefillah and a din that you should be Metaharis of a Roy Kesem, should be Tevelas. So therefore, there was a new din of a tefillah on a Roy Kesem. So that's not a regular suffix. The Shoirish Hadavar is a suffix. But what's the din? The din is that now you're obligated al pi din to be Tevelis. To Mamela, there would be a tefillah. That would be the pashtus. So it would be cholot for a regular suffix. On a regular suffix, there's no din in this particular case that there's a new takona b'teir suffix. It's a general rule of sveikah deraisa l'chumra, so you have to do it b'teir suffix. Here, and I'll bring you an example in a second to make it easier to understand. So therefore, the halacha would be over here that it's a halacha of now, of Raya Kesem. Some of them have a din of a because of the Sufik, there's a new derabonon, so to speak, of Tfilon Ksamim. So Mimela, that's why it would be chol. What would be my example?
Why should I need this din derabonon if there's an algamein din of Sufik Lachumra? Who needs to make new takanas?
I mean, if it would be a Sufik, because most probably, we'll see, soon Rashi, obviously, Raya Kesem is a chiddush. So it's not a regular din of a Sufik, because we'll have to see why, even though over here should be more chomer to Sufik, because the Isha's Muhsekas literally is down like the whole Masechta, so it should have been, there should have been the Sufik. Where did I find the Makar? Mamish Amitziya Gemura. In Perik Beis, I saw someone is betzayin it for another reason. A Yerushalmi, Perik Beis, Masechta Arlach, what are the photos that the Yerushalmi, in a complicated Inyan, is talking about Demai. What's Demai? Demai is when Roiv people are Ma'asr. No, boss. There's a miut of people who are not Ma'asr. The Chachamim made a new halacha of Demai, and they gave halachas that you have when you buy tefuah from an Amoritz, even if he's saying he Ma'asr, he Ma'asr it, you have to Ma'asr it over because it has a halacha. That's the halacha of Demai. It's a din de Rabbanon of Demai. In Perik Beis, Sechtes Orla, the first Mishnah, the first Halacha, the Gemara brings that Demai is also not bottle 1 in 100. Kavaldik Achidish, that a Truma has a special bar for Bittel, has to be 1 in 100. So the Halacha is, Demai also has the Halacha of 1 in 100. So the Gemara, who is this Manda Omar who's so Machmer on Demai? Who is this Manda Omar? So the Gemara, this is the man, the Amar, Reb Meir, who has Gevaldike Chumras in Ksamim. The Gemara makes a whole Cheshbon, which I don't want to go over the point. The Gemara has with Ksamim, is it only a Nida, or are we also Choshit by Ksamim when it comes to Ziva, if it's in the 11th day, and if you see a Kesem, do you go back with Mafreya? With a Gansa Gemara,
Zok to Gemara. I'm sorry, where is this?
Yerushalmi, Peirik Beis Arla.
Okay, Yerushalmi.
So Yerushalmi. Zok to Yerushalmi. So therefore, Ksamim is the makar for these chumras on Demai. Reb Meir's Lishi Tasoi holds that Ksamim is Daimel Demai. So therefore, he's machmer on this din. What's this din of Demai? Demai is not, now, that's what he's saying, it's bottle in 100. If it's bottle, if the whole Demai is Aser, the Demai is Aser that maybe it wasn't Gemaiser. If you're giving it a chumrah like it's tevel mamish, so that means we're saying now the chachamim said you have to take off. You don't have to take it off misafik. You have to take it off now b'tayras vada. So you have to take it off. Therefore, there's a chumrah in the demai. The Gemara says the same would be applicable on the halacha of ksamim. That's which is l'chay mamish araya. This Yerushalmi seems araya to Rashi. Because if it would be, this Yerushalmi seems clear like Rashi. Because if it would be like Tosfos, there's nothing to do with Demai. It's not Anaya Din. It's a whole new Din of Damnidus, of Shaloi Bahar Goshen. There's no Din in comparison to Demai. The Yerushalmi is comparing Ksamim to Demai. That would be a Raya that it's because of the Sufik of Shem Eloi here, Gisha. So therefore, Shem Eloi Gisha. How do you approach it? Do you approach it as a Sufik? Or do you approach it as a, now, because of the Sufik, they made a new Din? So too, by Ksamim, they made a new din that there's a halacha that the Roya Kesem becomes a din derabonon of a nida, and therefore the shayrish is the suffix of Ali. But the emes right now, what's the din? The din is that she becomes a nida midrabonon because of that halacha. Im Kain, I would have said it sounds more like Rashi. The Yerushalmi is going like Rashi. Then I could understand it's choluk from a regular sofik. By a regular sofik, it would be just a sofik. So you're not sure. 50% chance I'm being makayim something. 50% chance I'm not being makayim something. So there the Rambam would hold, you don't make a bracha. By demai, it's 100% demai. So if it's 100% demai, when I'm taking off from demai, it's 100% a hafrosha.
So do you take off, you make a bracha?
Oh, one second, I'm coming to that. So then I would say that you would have to make a bracha on the, you would have to make a bracha on the tefillah, and that's what, on, at least by tefillah on ksamim, because there's a definitely tzad 100% that I'm taking off. She's being tevelis because it's 100%. The source is the suffix, of the yisoid. That what comes out from it now is a din nidus midrabanan. So if it's a din nidus midrabanan, so mamela, that's why it's understandable that it's a vadai tefillah, it's a vadai tumah. So mamela, it's choluk from a regular din of sofik deraisa luchum.
Why should they make it a vadai?
What? Oh, we'll see at the end. We're going to try to give you a part of why it was necessary. But here now, this would be the only problem is very beautiful, very nice. As Oge Paskin in Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah and other places, it's beferish that at Mai you don't not make a bracha on Mai, because the Gemara says Sofik di divreim on Mai. The Gemara says there's two gears. The Gemara says mevorchim. The Gemara doesn't mean they're mevorchim. The Gemara means something else. It's mevorchim. That means you bench when you eat Mai, but because Mai is only a Sofik, but you don't make a bracha when you mafrish truma from the mai. Why? The suffix, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha when you're mafrish the mai, which is a very, very clear halacha. It's a suffix, you do not make a bracha. That means the source, we're saying state, as ksumim, in its best case scenario, is vas, levirash, is like the mai. So what do we say from the mai? That the mai is b'tayras vadai, just the source is b'tayras suffix. Dmai itself, you don't make a bracha. If Dmai itself, you don't make a bracha, so then therefore, Ksamim, you should also not make a bracha. So, Srik Shver, the Tmiya of the Din, Aliba Dem, is that we do make a bracha on Ksamim. Why do you make a bracha on Ksamim? L'chayre, best case scenario, L'fira Rambam, it's a Sufi. And if it's Dmai, it shouldn't be better than Dmai. So, therefore, back to the Shaila, why is the Halacha so seem to be from the Pesachei Tshuva all the way down to the Aruch HaShulchan and others, the Tmiya of why we don't make a bracha on, why we do make a bracha on Riyas Ksamim.
The Tma, you find the Kulas, right? It's Mutzal Anim. That's what I'm saying.
It was a Kula not to make a bracha. Even though it would be. So I want to say it like this. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Chulin, Da Vav Amir Aleph. The Gemara says, and I'll prove that, just prove it from the Gemara, that Tmai is Mamish Adin Lefi Vadai. I just first want to take a Gemara and prove it that way. That Tmai has a din, B'Toyrus Vadai, that there's such a halacha. Even though it's based on a Sufik, but there's a halacha about it. Gemara says, two Amaroyim came on the Sechta Chulin, I think it's got Bobo Menalach, Jordan the Mamu Kedis, that two Amaroyim came into a town and they were thirsty. They came into town, they were ikla, and they came in, and one of them bought from a seicher there, bought from a stand some juice of the mine, some juice, and he took it and he made a bracha and he drank it. So the other Amaroyim said to him, how are you drinking it? It's d'mai. So the person said, he said back to him, I made a mistake. I forgot that the halacha is this d'mai, and I thirsty. I drank it. So the Gemara, so Sugya says Gemara. The Gemara says, "Afilu behemtim shel tzadikim, ein hakadosh baruch hu." Moshe Pinchas ben Yoel. Tzadikim loy kolshken. So of course the tzadikim should also. So the Gemara, Shema minor, it should be a raya that the yaitze of d'mai should not be osir. That in this case, it was a yaitze of d'mai. The Gemara wants to prove halacha. The juice of the mai doesn't have the halacha, so mele it's not real the mai, and therefore
why,
it doesn't fit into the halacha.
So why did he call it a mistake?
Oh, I hear. Why did he say it's a mistake? He didn't hold that way. So the chayetz shem. As we state in the Gemara, pray to Rabbi Yosef Engel and ask from the Reisa, where did it come? I don't understand. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, what is behemtim shel tzadikim? When a person did the avera inadvertently, he didn't think he's doing the Avera. He didn't consciously go to do the Avera. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Himmel is Shomer him. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer him. Maybe the stuff that he ate was really Gemaisen. So it was really Gemaisen. If it was really Gemaisen, so there's no Behemtim Shel Tzadikim. Go on to Shtigishen. So if nothing happened, so you're going to be able to eat it. So you're able to eat it. What's the raya from the Gemara? The Gemara wants to prove a halacha from the Emdash al Sadiqim. I l'chayre, sinish da zatzat. L'chayre. The terrace of Yosef Engel's kasha. And what he says is, as d'may is all based on Sufik. Oh, but once they made d'may usher, once they made d'may usher, so then the mail, it's usher. It's usher even on the tzad that it's mutter. So if it's usher even on the tzad that it was gemeisert, but now it is usher. So therefore it's usher even on that tzad, which is really the, which would really be the halacha. Therefore the Gemara proves it would be a halacha b'hemdim shol tzadikim. The emphasis, this is not only a halacha, so it would, be, would seem that way, then the ksamim would be the same halacha. And d'mah, you don't make a bracha. So if d'mah, you don't make a bracha on a sofik. So you don't make a bracha on a sofik. So then why would you don't make a bracha on a sofik? Why would you make a bracha? L'chere, it's b'teres v'adai. I'm taking off truma to be matter the d'mah. So if it's a din that I have to take it off, and I would be over it would be a d'mah. L'chere, it should be the same halacha. It should be the same halacha that it should be mechayev bracha, and we're back to our original kasha that we asked by ksamim why there would not why would not be this halacha. Something to say like this: there's a very similar shaila in general about sveikus. Something is a sofik. Sofik daraisa is luchuma, and you know, yeah, you have to be machmer and not eat it. So there's a gevaldig limit. You have to hold cheshbon with me for 2 minutes. The Gemara says that we know what the halacha is. A dover sheyesh loy matirim, afil abelef loy bat. If something is going to become mutter, so it will be mutter. It's afilu be'elef is not bottle. So unbelievable chumrah. Doesn't have to be. What does it mean that dover sheyesh loy matirim? It's a possibility it'll become mutter later. It's going to become mutter later. It doesn't say how long later. If there's a possibility it will come, if it'll be mutter later, so now it's not bottle. So Sedoa Sefer Tzemach Tzedek Hakadmen, who is the Davoides HaGershuni, and the son-in-law of the Tzemach Tzedek. So he has to give all the Geshayla. Someone has, he asks it in a different way, but I'm going to ask it this way. Someone has a piece of meat, and it's a Shayla on this piece of meat, if it's going to be mutter or aser. It's a shayla. I don't know if it's mutter dikka meat. I don't know if it's aser dikka meat. I don't know if it's kosher or it's not kosher. But it's a kind of a meat that the Gemara says on it, whatever the shayla is, it's a teiku. We're not sure what the din is. We're not sure what the teiku is. It's a teiku. Zokteh, so when Mashiach, but I don't want to go into his thing, I'm just going to take out something from what he says. When Mashiach is going to come, so it might be mutter. That meat, which is a suffix, if it's mutter or if it's usher, that meat should now be more chamur than meat which is out and out usher. Why? Because meat that's usher that gets mixed into a pot is bottle b'shishim. Meat that's teku, there's a chance. This is what this someone said. Tav shish l'matirim. So it should come out afilo melev loy bottle. So he has this kasha. So I'm not going to argue with him if a teiku is a teiku or not, but his shver, the Avodas HaGashmi, argued on him in principle, not in a, because you're not going to believe Mashiach is coming or not. He said to him like this, and you got to be a Gevaldik Alamdan to the Harish Island. Zokteh Mamon, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Mashiach, to be Davashiach Lematirim. Why? Mashiach is going to say it was kosher. If it was kosher, it was always kosher. If it was always kosher, so I don't need it to become bottle. What's the tzad that I need it to become bottle? I need it to become bottle on the tzad that it's treif. On that tzad that it's treif, it's never a davish yesh le matirim. Zokterem, the trap, you got too caught up in the with pilpul. If the whole thing doesn't work out, what are you telling me that it's not going to become bottle val sa davish yesh le matirim? Sinishkin davish yesh le matirim. Why? Because why do I need it to be bottle? On which tzad? That it's treif. On the tzad that it's kosher, I don't need to be doing bottle. So on the tzad it's kosher, it's kosher. The tzad that I need to bittle is why? On the tzad that it's treif. On the, so you're telling me it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, because Mashiach is going to come. Eliyahu Navi is going to tell me it's kosher. What's the difference if he tells me it's kosher? If it was kosher, it was always kosher. If it was always kosher, Nishdar Zatzat. So Nishdar Zatzat. So there's no Dov Sheish Lai Matir. So the Edom was put up, this Tzemach Tzedek was put up against the wall. So a good child. Zokter Bochanan and Kaivitz Horus. Zokter Bochanan and Kaivitz Horus. Till Mashiach comes, this piece of meat is a suffix. Let's say you go and you eat this piece of meat. Sveikah d'rais is luchum. I ate it. I couldn't hold myself back. I ate it. Later on, Mashiach is going to come. Well, you're not going to tell me it was kosher. You did something wrong? I did something wrong. While I had the suffix, it was usher to eat. That suffix which got mixed into the pot needs a bittul even on the tzad that it's kosher. Why do I need a bittul even on the tzad that it's kosher? Because while it was a suffix, it was usher even on the tzad of mutter. So memela, I need a heter for that tzad. Of them zokta tzemach tzedek. Ados zadov sheish loy matirim. Their zach might come completely mutter. So the suffix dicker thing can never become even on the tzad it's mutter, I need a heter. So therefore, the halacha would be that what? You need a heter. Stav sheish loy matirim. That's the side of shayim. Called gamkes. That even on the tzad, sofik deraisa l'chumra is asur, even on the tzad that something is mut, plays out, pans out as mutter. The halacha of sofik deraisa l'chumra will be, which is really, now, makes every sofik comparable to d'mai. So, even a regular sofik, you have a piece of bread, you're not sure if it's kosher or it's not kosher. So sofik deraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Now you go and you eat it, you're asur even on the other tzad. That's exactly like we were saying by Dmai, that it's usher by Dmai, even on the tzad, that it was mufrish. Why would it be usher? Because when it's mufrish on the Dmai, because even on the tzad it was mufrish, it would be that halacha. So l'chayra, it would be the same din. So back to our original question, why you shouldn't make a bracha? So I saw in Kaivitz Ha'aretz, Frank Jebel Chanan, Akvaldik Akash, l'fi zeh that I'm being machadish, that even on the tzad of the heter, in a suffix, it's aser. Zokter Bochanan, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. You have a beged that's mechuyev to wear tzitzis midrabanan. So it's a cotton beged. You're allowed to go out with the beged on Shabbos. If you wear a beged, not beged or dal kampas, it has strings, you're not allowed to wear it because the strings are like a masa. But if it's part of your tzitzis, it's part of the beged. If you wear a tzitzis midrabanan, it's midrabanan, part of the beged. Zokter, that's the halach. Zokter Bochanan, Shulchan Aruch state, if you have a beged that it's a suffix, how much it's ripped. Is it ripped roiv, or is it ripped? Now, you can't tell at the point where you are. You don't have the tools to be able to tell exactly if it's roiv. The halach is midaraisa, suffix deraisa lechumra. You have to wear tzitzis, because it's a suffix. The halach is you're not allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Simi Yud Aluf, you're not allowed to wear it on Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to wear it on Shabbos? Because it's only a beged of suffix. Freik Rebel Chanan, oiv da halacha is that mehilcha suffix, you even chayiv on the other side, so then you should be able to, you should be mechuyiv, you should be allowed to wear it even on Shabbos. Because you mechuyiv b'tayras vadai, even on the tzad of the suffix that it's mutter. So the halacha should be that what? That you're obligated to wear it tzitzis. So if you're obligated to wear it tzitzis, the same like a din d'rabbanan. So how could you not wear it on the din? So I wanted to say it like this. And I was in this, I saw this teretz subsequently.
Well, just because you're mechuyah, it doesn't mean you're chutz to walk outside.
But it's same like a d'rabbanan. Why is it different than a d'rabbanan beged? If you wear a cotton beged, you're obligated to be d'rabbanan, you're allowed to. I have a suffix beged. That beged is obligated now, b'ftayris badai, to wear tzitzis. What's the difference of the suffix beged and the vada beged? Bishleim, if it was only a suffix, and you're only machmer on the suffix, so then I can hear, b'tayras suffix, you have to, you're only machmer on the suffix, so you can't wear it outside. But if we're being machadish, that even on the tzad, that the suffix will pan out to the heterdik away, so l'chayri, you should have the same halacha that you should have to wear tzitzis. So I thought in Guteretz, and the Toidu Lekeo, I found it in the Sefer, and this is in Birchas Mordechai from the Reiner of Baruch Mordechai, Zerach Yishlita. I saw that he said it in one of his things, but it's, and it rings very true. It's a long Shazat, but it rings very true. Zogt der Baruch Mordechai, der Pshat, as I say, it's a, there's old-fashioned yeshivish alumnus. There's a din mitzah de gavre, and se do a din mitzah de chefze. Se do a din gavre, se do a din chefze. When a person is a sofik, betoiras, a sofik if he has to do something. Well, being machadish now, that he's over in Isser, betoiras badai, even on the tzad that it's mutter. No one's going to say that this meat is treif meat. It, the obligation of a person, the achrayus, is so strong that he's mechuyev to be machmer even on the tzad that it comes out that it's mutter. He's not allowed to eat it. And he's oiver and iser even on the tzad that it's mutter. But no one's going to say that the meat becomes treif. The meat's not treif. The cheftza of the meat is not treif. So the halacha is, if you want to know, behemta shel tzadikim, were you over an avera? You want to know, does this thing need bittel that I should be able to eat it? It needs bittel, because I have to make sure that I'm not over an iser. So that part meat, which is machayiv de gavra, not to eat it, has to become bittel. To carry with the tzitzis outside, it's a halacha mitzad cheftza. So in the cheftza has to become tzitzis. The cheftza can't become tzitzis, because you're only obligated that it should have tzitzis. The gavra is obligated that this talus should have tzitzis. When it's a talus midrabonon, so the talus needs tzitzis midrabonon. When it's a din misofik, the talus doesn't need it, you need it. So mail it to carry outside on Shabbos, you need it to become tzitzis mitzad the heftze. If you need it to become tzitzis mitzad the heftze, so therefore, there won't be that halach. Is there a mitzvah for me to take off Trumas and Maestras? No one's going to be eating. So I'm going to walk around. I want Zuch mitzvahs. So I'll take off Trumas and Maestras, and then we'll end up throwing it in the garbage, the food. There's no mitzvah to take off Trumas and Maestras. The Trumas and Maestras is to make food not tevel, that you could eat it. The mitzvah is on Hafroshes Truma, that this should become Truma, and the tevel should become not tevel. The yesoid of the mitzvah is choluk by truma sumaisvus. The mitzvah is not like taking a lulav. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which has to create an effect. And the memela, that mitzvah that's creating an effect to take off the truma sumaisvus, that has a brocha. Making something not tevel al yidei truma sumaisvus, That's the mitzvah, and that's the yisoid of the brocha. Oy bazoy is gevaldik. Demai is doimik to exactly the svara we said by sofik, by tzitzis, and sofik by meat. Of course it's a sofik. Of course there's a toiris vadai, if you eat the demai, you're over an issa. But the cheftza of the demai is only a sofik if it's tevel or if it's not tevel. You're obligated mikoyach de gavra to take off Trumas and Maestras. No, boss, Sedo HaShayle, boss, you're obligated to do it. But there's only a 50% chance that it is what? It's a 50% chance that it's a Tevel. So Mamele, therefore, the bracha by Tevel is Choluk, even though by a regular, you're over the Sofik, and you're over the Torah's Vadai. But the bracha on Tevel is only because it becomes on Dmai, is only because it would become Ois Tevel. That's only a 50% chance. That's why the Gemara learns Sofik, that's why it's a Sofik. Mitzad the Trumas Umaisras, the Tevel, the Tvua, it's only a Sofik. Mitzad the Gavra, it's a Vadai. The bracha has to happen Mitzad the Chepze, and that's why there's no din to make a bracha. L'chayra. Baltich is oked. As now, the same thing is by Tuma v'tahara. The bracha is to make a tefillah. When an isha is in either, there's an inyan to make a tefillah. The inyan is to become tahara. If we're saying it's only a 50% chance that she's a tmeya, none of us, there's a 50% chance she's not a tmeya. Therefore, she has to be toivelis. L'cheira, that should be doima l'tmai. Exactly like it says by tmai. So it should be doima l'tmai. And she has to do it, because you have to be machmer on the sofik. But there's not a halacha of bracha. So we'd be back to the same halacha bishleima by other cases. So therefore, you would maybe make a bracha. But over here, where it's a safik, it's mitzad the tahara. It's only a safik if she's going to become a tahira. It's only a vadai in the maaser, not in the tahira. So the chayra, the din should come out still that what that halacha should be. She should not have to make a bracha. So it's connected what the poskim say, that the halacha is that you do make a bracha. Which I just want to bring us back to this whole point. We started off with a shayla that Rashi holds that ksamim are a safik. So we're comparing it to a regular din safik, which we have to approach why it's not a regular din of safik, the Raisa Lachumra. So if it's a regular din of safik, so you'd have to be your tevelis, aroya kesem, zok shmuel, moide shmuel, that it's midarabonon, tmeya midarabonon. So in Mela, she has to make a, you have to be Tevelis. We said in the best case scenario, it's like Dmai. Dmai, you don't make a bracha. We proved that by Dmai, it's Beteiras Vadai. So if it's Beteiras Vadai, L'chari, you should have to make a bracha. And we broadened the question by saying every Sufik Daraisa L'chumra is a Teiras Vadai. So if it's a Teiras Vadai, you should have to make the bracha. You should have to make a bracha. So why by Dmai don't you make the bracha? He said because we compared it to the halacha by tzitzis. Yeah. And by tzitzis, it's b'tayres vadai mitzad de gavra. Mitzad de cheftza, there's no din of a tayres vadai. So memela, the halacha would be that what? That you can't go out on Shabbos. L'chayra, we said that by dmai, it's mitzad, it's different than other mitzvahs. It's a vadai maisa. You're obligated to take it off. But it doesn't make the dmai into a tevel. So mele, you don't make a bracha. L'chayra, the same should apply by the isha b'negei eksamim. It should be that din. It should be that aloche that the isha doesn't have that. So I want to say it like this. This is a yesoid for the whole mezerach misnida for tefillah, for being tevelis in this whole inyan of tefillah. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, a gevaldike Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. The Gemara says you have to be toivel, a ger. So Bezdin is there. The ger is toivel. So the Gemara, the Gemara says also there's a process to take an Evet Knani. You take a Knani, you got to make him an Evet Knani, you also have to be toivel. So the Gemara had a problem. If let's say this Evet Knani is a smart character. So the Gemara, what do you do? Because if he's going to go in, he'll stand there, he'll come out, he'll say, I was thinking to be a Jew. When I went in. So you can't make me into an Eved Kanani because now I'm a Jew. A Jew can't be an Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says he'll short circuit the whole Indian of making Eved Kanani. While he's under the water, he'll get smart and he'll come out, he'll say, Ich bin Ayid. So now that's it, I can go out free. So the Gemara, no. The Odoin has to keep his hand on the Eved and he has to be Toivul. So if he's the Agvaldike Gemara, if he's toivul him, so the machsheves hatfila is all toluy in the toivul, the person who's putting him in. So since he's putting him in, he doesn't have the chance. So he's putting him in. The lashon of the Gemara, I have it written down there. The lashon of the Gemara is he pushes him in. So Mela, if he does it, that's what's the din. The Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas Isurei Biyah when he talks about tefila of a ger and tefila of an eved kanani. The Rambam adds two keywords, three words. The Rambam says, you put him in, you have to push him down, and then the Rambam adds, Ad sheyala min amayim. Ad sheyala. That's not in the Gemara. You have to have your hands on him until he comes up.
Because once you let
him, oh, take the velt. Ad sheyala. Where did the Rambam pick this up? In the Hashmotus of Remei Simchin or Sameach, it's in the back of, in Hilchus Mekvoyes, not in Isurei Biyah. There's a famous machlokes harishonim. When does a person become tor in a mikveh? Do you become tor in a mikveh when you go in? Or do you become tor in a mikveh when you go in and you go out? There's a machlokes in the later rishonim. It's not clear in the Rambam. It's not clear. The Kesef Mishnah already is mistopic in it. Where, when do you become tor? Do you become tor when you're in? Or do you become tor when you come out? So, the Rambam said you have to hold your hands on him at sheyala, because if you would hold your hands on him in and then you take your hands off, when he comes out, because he didn't become an Eved Kanani till he comes out. The tefillas hamikveh, the gerus, is not finished till you come out. So you have to wait with your hand on him until the tefillah is finished. Zok the Rambam, at sheyale, zok the Mei Simcha, he's matmiya. How could there be a suffix in the Shittas Rambam? Abafirish Rambam. In the eyes of Ramei Simcha, Abafirish Rambam. The Rambam says that everything takes place when you come out, not when you go in. So you see clear from the Rambam that when you come out, he's matmiya. He wonders, how could there be others who disagree with the Rambam? So I wanted to say like this.
You asking on the Rambam?
No, I'm asking on the Kesef Mishnah that everyone is mistopic what the din is. It's a Befeirish din, not Shiyala. Zogtan Azoi. What is the reasoning of someone would hold that you got to come out of the mikvah? I mean, obviously you got to come out. What's the Matayah?
Why did he say Ashiyala? I would say Shiyala.
If you don't. No, he has to hold his hand on him. Ashiyala.
No, but if it just has to be at the very end. He doesn't have to
say I hear what you're saying. That's true. So he could say hold your hand, Kishiyala. Okay, I hear. I'm just asking a Gavaldika question. What's the rhyme and reason to say that when you're toivel in a mikveh, you only become Torah when you come out? I mean, you got to come out.
It's complete.
But what's complete? What's the Matayah? The mikveh is the Matayah, the Memsah. Yeah. If you're in the Memsah, the Memsah, what's the Pshat? What is the tefillah of mikveh that's metaya? Is the mikveh metaya, or is making a maisa tefillah in a mikveh metaya? The metaya is the mikveh. Of a vosideh metaya, do you become Torah because you're in the metaya, or do you become Torah because you make a maisa tefillah? That's the machlokes harishonim. Everyone holds the mikveh as the koyach hametayah. They hold it's a metzias. You're in the water, you become tar. The others hold it's not enough to be in the metayah. You have to make a maisa tefillah. And maisa tefillah includes going in and coming out. That you could hear. It's not called a maisa tefillah going in and staying under the water. That's impossible. You got to go in, you got to go out. So memela, maisa tefillah, there's a tenai, there's a condition, a maisa tefillah, going in and going out. In Cain, that's why they would hold that way. So I want to tell you like this. So that means the Rishonim will hold that you don't have to come out. It's not coming out and going in and coming out. They hold it's the Matayer. You have to become Tor. The other ones hold it's a din in Maisa Tefillah. I want to tell you big news. A Goy is not Tomei. What's up with stuff? A Goy It's a Xeris HaKosim. A Ger becomes a Yid when he makes a Mila and he makes a Tfila. Ein a Ger at Shemol v'tova. Tzinishken Tahare. This is a Maise. A Ger muzton Maise Tfila. A Tmeyo, a Tomei, muzhobn Tahare. A Ger muzmach a Maise Tfila. That's what the Rambam's being machadish gewaldig in the world. Maybe I hold every tefillah is only tahara. It's tahara, so you don't have to come out. Geirus is totally in maisa tefillah. Therefore, there the Rambam holds. Everybody agrees that what? You have to go in and out. And that's why he is Atriyala. I want to tell you something. Rashi in Mesechtas Yevomis says, tefillas, the Gemara says, tefillas nida is ketfilas geirus. And then you know what Rashi adds? Rashi's bothered by. He adds one word. Usually in Masechta Kedushin it says, Aisha Niknes Lebala. All of us learned in Yeshiva and Rabbeim drilled it in. Aisha Niknes Lebala. Tfilas Nida, Tfilas Nida, Ketfilas Geirus. So Rashi, Nida Lebailo. Bozvel Rashi Lebailo. Anida's not only Tevelas Lebailo. Anida's a Tumah. She has to go to the Beis Hamikdash, she wants to eat truma, all the good tamaises. What's happens at Rashi Lebailo? Rashi is at the Gevaldiki Yisod. And this is what's Mavuy on the Achreina. Mesechta Nida has two facets. There's a tuma of Nida, and Nida has an Issa Lebailo. When she goes into a mikveh, two things are happening. She becomes Tahoira for Kachim and for everything. And she becomes Muteres Lebailo. Rashi's bothered. How could you compare Nida to Gerus. Nida is Tahara. Gerus is Maisa Tefillah. So Rashi, that's only the Nida of Tmeya. Nida Labaila is a procedure. She could even remain Tomei after she's Tomelis. That's not the issue. The issue is after the Shiva Nikiyim and she's a Zov and this, a Zov, she's Asur Labaila. She has to make a Maisa Tefillah. Lebaila is a din maisa tefillah. Letumtuma daf mohom tahara. So Rashi says choluk the din from lebaila is also maisa tefillah. Says nishken halocha. So the whole mesechtes nida has two parts. There's a din lebaila and there's a din of tuma. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes this in the Beis Hoitzer. He says there's a bazunder halocha from lebach. They'll come out of gevaldik genafkamina. That for the Labaila, she has to come out of the mikvah. Anyway, she has to come out of the mikvah. But it would, that would, where would the nafkamina be? It's a din in the maisa, not to become not tumah. MK, now we come back to dmai and tefillah. Be'emes, kesem is b'toyrus vadai. The chachomim made a b'toyrus vadai. The shoyrish is the sofik. So we said by dmai you don't make a bracha, because the bracha is what? Becoming ois tevel. And ois tevel it doesn't become because it's only a suffix if it's tevel. It's only a din mitzad de gavra. So we asked him, Cain, by tfilas kesem, you shouldn't make a bracha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Because it's only a 50% chance that she's becoming tahira. She might have been tahira anyway. But it's a vadai maisa tfila. By tfila full of baila, the bracha doesn't go on the tahare. The bracha goes on the maisa tfila. Maisa tefila, it's a vadai maisa tefila. If it's a vadai maisa tefila, so therefore the halacha would be that what? You do make a bracha.
She doesn't need a tefila, the maisa is not maisa.
No, it's 100% she needs it, because they were goyzer, they made a din over the rabbana. Their only shayla is it doesn't make the tmeyo. It doesn't make the tmeyo, so therefore the halacha would be, you do make a bracha, and therefore this would be this din. I had a proof, another interesting proof. There's a Gemara that the Gemara says, "A big machloek is mitzvahs lehenes nitu." I'm finishing 2 minutes now. Mitzvah lehenes nitu, mitzvah lav lehenes nitu. So it's a veltz machloekis. The Rashi and the Ram. If someone's moider anor from something, is he allowed to do a mitzvah? The Gemara says you're allowed to do a mitzvah. The Ram says the only hanor you're allowed to get is the hanor to mitzvah. If it's a hanor, it's studis, then mitzvah lav lehenes nitu doesn't take it off. So to get the Rashba says, no, mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu is like a blanket policy. It takes off all hanoas from the ganze welt. So the Rashba doesn't make a difference. Even if you're having a guf hanoa when you're doing the mitzvah, if it's for doing the mitzvah, it zaps out and it negates all the hanoas that are necessary, and therefore that present themselves, and therefore Frank de Velt on the Rashba have a feirish gemara. I get the Gemara state that when you go into the water, when you go, someone's moider anor from a lake, and it's a beautiful hot day, and it's a beautiful lake, but he has a tefillah shel mitzvah. The Gemara says you're not allowed to go into the lake. So the Gemara, afilu tefillah bizmana mitzvah, even if there's a mitzvah to become tor, you're not allowed to go into the lake because you're going to cool off. So since you're going to feel the coolness of the lake, so therefore it goes against mitzvah b'hanasim. Frank the Rishonim on the Rashba, lechere, why is that the din? I lechere, you're telling me mitzvah lehenesnitu takes off even sidebar hanois. If it takes off sidebar hanois, it should be the same halacha. That's the question. Zok the Meiri. The Meiri says, it looks like the Rishonim never went swimming. What's the big hanois of swimming on a hot day? While you're in the water. The hanois of swimming is when you get out. You're still cool for a few minutes after you came out. That hanor is not happening during the mitzvah. So memela, that's why the Rashba holds there's no din of mitzvah lo hanes nitnu, because you have coolness post the fact of going into the mikvah. I once saw the Koyche Meyankiv, the father of the Chabina Rav, asks, I don't understand, why does the Miri have to talk about when you get out, when you get into the mikvah? According to the Rishonim, when you get into the mikvah, you already finished your mitzvah, even before you come out. That second that you're in, you're having an off from the water after you did the mitzvah. Why does the Meiri have to come on and say that it's when you go out of the mikveh, even when you're in the mikveh, you have the same din. Zokteh, what did the Rishayim? Why didn't they honor this tzad, the pashpas, the tzad, that you become tohar when you're in the mikveh? So those few seconds afterwards, you're still being cooled off in the water itself. So therefore, the halacha should be. I thought the Teretz is gevaldik. That's true. The tahara is the mikveh, and that's true. The tahara helps right away when you're in. We said by a ger, it's a din in the ma'aseh tefillah. Those rishonim hold tahara, the mitzvah is to become tahar. But what's the ma'aseh mitzvah of tefillah bizmana mitzvah? The mitzvah doesn't end until you go in and out. The ma'aseh mitzvah is what a person has to do. And what you have to do is the ma'aseh mitzvah. So therefore, it won't become tahar until you go out. So I'll just cause it over. You said, tut stodim of what's a roya kesem. Is a roya kesem, Rashi, is a sofik, or Tosfos says not a sofik. According to Rashi, it's a sofik. It's like a din of sveka deraisa l'chumra. And they were there. So what's the hisof of the gzeira? The hisof of the gzeira is that they made it b'tayrus vaday. And that's the Yerushalmi, which seems to be mashma like Rashi, that it's b'tayrus vaday, which is doima t'tmai, which we proved for Rabbi Yosef Engel from the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, that t'mai is b'tayrus vaday. If t'mai is b'tayrus vaday, so you should have to make a... So that's why there's such a din. But we still said t'mai, the halacha is you don't make a bracha. B'feirush Gemara, so you don't make a bracha. So if you don't make a bracha, the halacha should be that according to Rashi, on a roya kesem, a tefillah of roya kesem, you shouldn't make a bracha. So but the halacha is that the halacha is seems to be the askom of all the poiskim is that you do make a bracha. So why do you make a bracha when you don't make a bracha on t'mai? We will value that by t'mai is doyma to all sfeikas, which we proved that even 100% is a ma'aseh mitzvah. If there's 100% of ma'aseh mitzvah, that makes it even stronger. Why you don't make a bracha? So we said, because just like by tzitzis, to carry on Shabbos is not enough that you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. It has to become tzitzis on the beggar. The same thing, b'negeya tevel, it has to become, the bracha is to make it not tevel. So t'mai, even though it's 100% the mitzvah, but it's only a 50% chance or less that it's making it not tevel, because it's only a din mitzvah degavra. So therefore you don't make a bracha. So therefore it's totally what tefillah is. Is the mitzvah of being tovelis is to become tahira. If it's to become tahira, so that's the mitzvah of the tefillah, and therefore there's a good chance that she doesn't have to become a tahira. It's only a din on that side. But we proved that at least when it comes to tefillah, for tefillah's nida levayla is a halacha doima teger. So therefore, it's a halacha in the ma'isa. Since it's a halacha in the ma'isa, so there's a vaday ma'isa. Since there's a vaday ma'isa, you make the bracha. And therefore, you make the bracha, and that's why you make a tefillah, and that's why we brought a right. Just ferois. Well, it says, I'm not coming to advocate going to the mikveh, but we're talking about mikveh, you can't sort of say it without it. Well, Flake Zogen, why Chassidim used to say that? Why Chassidim used to be makbid so much about going to the mikveh? So they said, they're going to the mikveh, they say, Shtel zich fo, oi ba mikveh kemachem von agoi tzayid. Stell sich vor, was ich kann machen zu Ayid. So that's what they used to say. So I always like the Firois. It says, the last Rambam in Hilchus Mikvoyas is a Moirudika Rambam. And I'll just finish it with a Mais. It's Motsu Shabbos, but I'm going to say the Shemais. Ayid once came to Rabbi Yitzchak Gvorka, and his wife was complaining that he's being toyed every day in freezing waters, and it's damaging him, it's hurting him. So the Rebbe said, bring him to me. Came to him. The Rebbe opened up the last Rambam in Hilchus Mikvoyas. And the Rambam says you could be toivel in a mikveh to become tor. And then the Rambam says, but you could also be toivel in the mei hadas hatoiv. You could be toivel in the mei hadas of the Torah. And the Rambam says, goes on, and he says about how being in chokhmah and das and Torah is like going into a mikveh. And the Rebbe was saying this to this young man. He said, mekan toivel in the mei hadas. And he was rubbing his beard. He said, "Mekan toivlin the meyadas." And the people around there, the shamosim, and this person looked down. The Rebbe's beard was all wet, like he just came out of the mikveh. He kept saying, "Mekan toivlin in the meyadas." So he could be toivlin the Torah. So I once gave Rav Sokol a tribute from Torah. To be Torah das, the side of the Rav. I picked him in the street, gave him a ride. So I told him over this maisa from the Rav Yitzchak Vorka. So he told me his father, the old Sal Nerov, Zatzal, used to be Moisiv. Just if you're in a mikveh and one hair is out of the water, it's not a good tefillah. every hair has to be in the water. So he said, his father said, Meken toivlin in the Me'adas, opposite Kenisht Oishtekin Ken Einhar. If you want to have the Taira, the Me'adas, Muzmin Zayin in Gans Nineveinik. If there's one hair out, it's no good. Oy Bayid Vil toivlin, Hobben the Tahara, Muzah Hobben in Gansen. Ebishtu Zolun Zelfen, Beschus HaTaira, Yishro Vizoyche, Tere Me'adas, and Tere Tahara, so the Benjamin and the Psalms.
Yeah.
What's with it?